What's up?
This is Draco.
And this is Alicia.
And you're now tuned in to OD Podcast.
Oh. Period. Welcome back. It's the Wendy Williams Show. I'm Wendy Williams, and I'm here with my guest,
Yanti.
Yanti, y'all on his mouth like liquor. Man, listen, I know every time we go on a hiatus unintentionally, we always got a reason, but let me tell y'all.
This meant a
keep
lot.
Keep my family lifted in prayer. That's all I can say. And I don't say that with a chuckle. I mean, for real. But
So here's the gag. We actually recorded a full episode and it deleted.
I'll never forgive the universe for that. Actually, I do forgive the universe, but yeah, I was like,
bro. It was a really good episode. We don't remember what we were talking about on there.
I don't remember.
It's no way we can find it. It's no way we can find it. It's like gone. We just really found it and it was so good and it's gone. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
so
here the thing we are. All I can hear is myself and that's it. I don't know what the freak happened and I'm not pleased. And if it happened again, I'm not doing the show ever again. So. Oh. Just kidding. But yeah, then that happened. And then my grandmother got sick. So she was in the hospital. I had to spend the night at the hospital with her. Not for long. I did a little 12-hour shift. But even that, just, actually have fun. I try to make everything fun, but especially when I hang with her. But she is feeling better in some ways. So, but she will be turning 87 next week. So I need her to be able to bring in her birthday exactly how she wants. She got a cruise plan, and she is determined to make it on that cruise, baby. So please, Lord, just make her feel better. Thank you, Lord. But yeah, so that's been going on. I've had some other things, nothing crazy, but, my leave of absence has come to an end, and so my employment with that company, don't care, F them for life. They actually ruined my life, so, it is what it is.
So, wait, was it, did they let go of you, or did you leave?
No, I do, baby, I don't get left, I leave them. What Glow said?
That was
a wrap for me. I got a new gig and I'm moving on my life. That's all I got to say about that dot. Literally. Anyway, so what you been up to?
What haven't I been up to? Honestly, my life has just been all over the place. I've been traveling back and forth to Palm Springs. I went to Coachella last weekend for a few hours. I had a little situation that happened out there. And one thing about me, let me tell you something. I don't like leaving my house, especially going out of town, without solid plans. But I'm learning to just kind of just do stuff on a whim. And it's a struggle. One thing wrong, I'm back on the road. I don't care what time of day is. I don't care how long I just drove. I'm going to go back home. That's how I am.
I don't care if it's 12 hours. Get me out of here.
That's just how I am. So with me driving back and forth like that and then having to go to work and then hanging out, I've just been extremely exhausted. Like, I literally have been asleep since Sunday. Sunday I slept. I went and got some food, came home at like 4 p.m. and slept all day. Yesterday I slept until like 11, took a nap at like 1:30, woke up at 5, and then went right back to sleep at 9. So I've just been trying to catch up on my rest. My body just been
doing too much.
Yeah, nah, I can't handle that. But I've been having a really good time. I've been meeting more people. Work has kind of slowed down this week, so I'm cool. You know, I'm just taking a little break, trying to figure out my content stuff. I see everybody trying to come over to YouTube now because they finna shut down TikTok in about a year. Allegedly. So I've been trying to
figure out
my
people should have been prioritizing YouTube anyway. It stood the test of time. It was, And if anything, TikTok should be what people use to get folks.
I think that TikTok just make it easier for people because you can just, it's quick. For sure. Everything is simple. Mm-hmm. The videos are like 1 or 2 minutes and usually on YouTube. Now I'm noticing the videos are getting shorter, but I watch vlogs that are like 45 minutes long. That's just, I like watching vlogs. I don't know.
I think 45 minutes might be my max.
Yeah. DDG do like an hour sometimes. I actually watch his vlogs because they're very funny. But he do like an hour.
I feel like I'm babysitting when I watch his stuff.
DDG?
Yeah, I feel like I'm babysitting. Shout out to Janae, really? Man. She, her YouTube, she has gotten well over 1,000. I think she got like 1.26 followers. I mean, I don't know how to properly say number, but I think it's 1.26K. All from no. her presence on TikTok, man. I think that's amazing.
I can't really stay consistent with TikTok, though. That's why I've been struggling. I don't know. I'm probably going to post more after we start recording, but.
Yeah, so maybe something you just got to think about and plan out. But I don't really know her. I mean, it seems like she just was posting day in life, but she has a very, very unique situation, which allows her to be like a niche creator. But I'd be looking at her vlogs and even her intro. Everything's just so, the quality is top tier. I'm like, you go, girl.
She shows
gratitude a lot, but I'm really proud of her.
I'll be hitting her up about advice. And then I'm trying to like review more Korean skincare. So I've been reaching out to her trying to see like which ones is popular and which ones I can get my manager to reach out to see if they can send me stuff. But I don't mind buying it because I do want to try some stuff. I hear a lot of good things about Korean skincare. And one thing about me, do me some plump skin, do me some no pores, do me all that. I need all of the things, okay? For my birthday. I ain't trying to get no Botox and stuff. Not just yet anyway. I'm too young.
You know, it's funny you say that. I am anti. I love the natural aging process, but the other day I smiled and stopped smiling and it was a wrinkle in my cheek. I said, "Now hold on. Am I aging? Is this what happened to me?" I was like, "Dang, when I get Botox? When I get Botox? I don't know.
I am not ashamed to say that I am definitely gonna be getting Botox, and in the future if I need it. I'm not one of them people that's like, let me just do it because everybody else is doing it. If I see a need for it in my skin, I'm gonna do it. Now I won't do anything like filler, because I do feel like filler can go left
moving.
It migrates and it swells up. Botox literally just irons out the wrinkles. That's how I would need, you know what I'm saying? The only other thing I would do probably cosmetically is teeth. But I don't see myself doing anything where it's like super invasive like that. Like, I don't know. I'm just nervous about, I've never had surgery before in my life, so I'm not even trying to have no open wounds.
I'm not interested. Like, legit, I'm not interested in none of it, truth be told. But I could definitely see where, this is the thing. A lot of that stuff I never cared about until somebody else pointed it out on themselves. Like, I remember a girl saying that she wanted her top lip filled because when she smiled, her lip disappears. And my lip does that too. And I'm like, that never bothered me before, but now I notice it in my pictures and stuff like that. And I'm not doing nothing about it. I'm not fixing it. I'm not getting no fills, nothing like that. But it's just annoying because I don't have insecurities about stuff like that. But because so many people have now started to like do these things and talk about it, it made me see it in myself. I don't like that. I like my lips. I like my skin.
I remember on top model Tyra Banks said she used to put cotton balls or tissue or something right there on the top lip to make it look fuller.
Oh my God. It's just be who you are. I mean, to each their own, of course, but all I'm saying is I don't want to start to think I have something that needs to get fixed if I didn't feel like it before. Now, obviously, I'm in control of that, but when I'm constantly seeing people talking about the same thing that I also have, and I'm like, dang, that's a problem. I ain't know that.
The aftermath. I feel like sometimes, like when I see people who have those things, like initially it'll look good, but then like over time as it settles and it looks lumpy, it looks like overdone.
Yeah, like Mia Thornton. Everybody be looking like they had it done. Like, I don't want that. I don't want to look like I've had work done. Like, some people can do it. Like, I don't know what's going on with Serena Williams and Gabrielle Union. I don't want that.
I just seen the videos of Gabrielle today. I didn't even know that she did that, because that other video that they was comparing it to was so recent. I'm like, dang, what did she do?
Yeah, too much. So I'm not interested in it, but
I feel bad for Serena, like, Karen, I'm like, I don't like that.
Yeah, well, she clearly like it, I guess. But when I see people like Karen Huger who have gotten like little stuff here and there, I'm like, well, seemingly little stuff here and there. I'm like, okay, I could see, you know, she's 60. So I could see, you know, at that point, it's 60, baby, age is aging. So I could see, you know, the benefits of that. But I'm 35. I still feel like I'm fairly young. I don't want to start it. I just want to see how I really look, basically, is all I'm saying. I don't want to, you know, change what was
sure.
already gonna happen.
For sure, for sure,
until
for sure,
I'm like
sure.
really up there, and I'm like, I gotta have my retirement party, and I wanna look cute. Cause I feel like even when you older, your makeup start to look a mess too. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I seen this video of Keisha KR today with no filter when she was on live, and I was like, oh my, that's not the girl for no
That now that is that's because of just the internet. I think that the internet or just makeup artists in general, when they post videos of tutorials and stuff like that, they don't really focus on mature skin. Everything is like in the age range of what, 18 to 34. And so when you get up in age, like later 40s and 50s, we don't really have influencers that focus on that. Ooh, maybe I should do that. Ooh,
yeah.
Because I mean, like, seriously, seriously, you can't really use the same thing as people with, because you're trying to do a look that a 24-year-old is doing, and their skin is a little different than somebody that's 50, especially if you have wrinkles and stuff like that. So you have to get products that's like that work with that type of skin, work well with mature skin.
I didn't think about that.
You can't put all that dry powder. You can't bake on mature skin because it's going to make the lines like more prominent. It's going to be dry. Usually when you get older, your under eyes, I tell people this all the time, to refrain from having fine lines under your eyes and stuff like that and darkness under your eyes, that really comes from dryness. So it's almost like eczema. You know how you, if you have eczema and it's dry patches and stuff like that, over time it's dark, it'll get dark in those areas. That's the same thing with under eye. So I use so much freaking eye cream. Like if I'm doing somebody's makeup, I drown their under eye with eye cream. That kills avocado. Eye cream is the best one on the market. I don't know what they put in there besides avocado. But it's so thick and it leaves your under eye so hydrated that when you put the powder and stuff on, it just melt. It don't, you know.
So I don't need to be worried about my under eye. I see a lot of the girlies be concerned about the under eye, like the crow's feet. Look, I don't know. I just don't care about that. And I hate when somebody points it out because I feel like now it's something I just noticed. It's annoying, but I'm okay with how my face looks and how it look when I do my makeup. Even though I do want to switch on my makeup look, I feel like I do the same looks. It's all, well, I don't really do a lot of makeup, but I do want to do like,
I didn't mean to cut you off, but what people don't understand is that I think that the surgery and the little fillers and stuff like that is just a really quick fix, but there are ways around that to prevent that from happening. If you just have a consistent skincare routine that works well with whatever your skin type is, I feel like you won't necessarily have those problems, because all it is that your skin is just lacking something. It could be hydration. It could be like whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's usually the case, especially when you get older. Your skin just kind of dries out a little bit.
Yeah. I get eczema. My face can be perfect for like several weeks, and then I start getting dry blotches, and then they turn to scabs and they leave a mark, and I'm just repeating the same cycle every day, child. It's annoying.
But that's the same thing with get dark marks. Cause you're constantly doing this. You constantly blinking. So your eye, the skin around your eyes is moving, like you looking over and stuff like that is moving around. And that,
well, if I get Botox, my muscles won't move, so that means my skin won't break out.
Okay, no, that's not what it means, but okay.
it's a way around it all. Anyway, let's get into this episode. It's my Black Biz of the Week again. Whatever it was last week, who knows what it was. Sorry to that business, baby. I'm sorry. But
on
April 8th, it was Hazel's third birthday, and I threw my girl a birthday party with her doggy cousins. And by doggy cousins, I mean my cousins who have dogs. And my homeboy Fabian, he brought his dog by. And so this place I found on an app called Sniff Spot. And the way Sniff Spot works is you can essentially reserve land of any capacity. It's like Airbnb, but for dog spaces. So people can rent out their backyards. People have farms. People have like acres of land or woods or whatever. You can just let your dog run freely, which is really good for people that have apartments or don't have a yard like myself. And they have a pet they want to just run around the place. So there's a couple of places I've taken Hazel in the past where I would just book the time. They give you like a code or they give you directions to get to a space. And you just let the dog run around. And it's literally that simple. I never met the people, never have to interact with them. It's just like an Airbnb. Now, anyway, I came across this place on SniffSpot called Zeno's Bark Park, okay? Zeno's Bark Park is along the Beltline on the West Side Trail. It is a very large fenced-in dog park, privately owned, and it's not, you can't just take your dog there. You have to pay and reserve it. And so they also, in addition to having this space, they also have a birthday party package. So I booked this for Hazel, and basically it's a birthday party for six dogs where they all get treats. You get a birthday crown, you get a bandana. They have balloons. They do a custom sign. All these different things. And you can literally have a birthday party for a dog. And Hazel and all the dogs had so much fun. I had so much fun watching it. It was just so wholesome. Oh, my God. So, when I arrived, the owner, who was a black woman, greeted me. That was a 10 out of 10 for me. I was very pleased to know it was black owned. And I just thought it was genius. This is so niche. It's really cute. It's for people that do too much about their pets like myself. And I will be booking that space from now on. Actually, my friend Raina came in town with her dog recently. And I actually was going to book that space so her dog and Hazel could meet. We ended up just taking them to the Beltline. But yeah, it was booked up. I'm like, well, dang, ain't got no space. You know what I'm saying? But it's like $15 an hour. And then it's like an extra fee per dog or whatever, but it's easy to find. It's literally on the Beltline. It's so cute. And she has in the perfect spot. It's literally like a ad for everybody that's walking on the Beltline. But yeah, if y'all get a chance, check it out on Instagram at Zenos Bark Park on Instagram. And then in their bio, they have their link to the SniffSpot app so you can book and reserve, whatever the case is. But yes, it was so doggone cute. And my girl really had a birthday party. Like, wow, I'm really that girl.
Well, can you have me a party? Because that's what I'm trying to plan right now.
At a dog park? I got you. Oh, and it has a pool. Mm-hmm. And it has a water spout, if y'all care. Just so you can get your dog's water. But my friend Fabian, he has a toy poodle, and it kept escaping through the fence. Just would look up. We'd be like, what you doing over there? And she'd be like, oh, my bad. Here I come.
Oh, my gosh. I went to a drag brunch just the other day, and I walked out the back, and it was a dog park randomly in the back of the place of the drag place was, and it was so many dogs. I was like, I was just over there just staring.
I don't trust dog parks to the public.
Really? You don't?
You know what happened? Well, that's how Sandy got hurt.
You got PTSD. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but stuff has happened in my subdivision too. It used to be a lot of dogs that used to hang out at the dog park, and now people don't take their dogs because there are people who have dogs that are aggressive and they know they're aggressive, yet they still force them to play in these doggy environments and then play dumb when something happens. So I had two incidents with Hazel, so I'm just not taking her down there no more. And it sucks because it's right by my house, and it's such a nice, large green space, but it is what it is.
Dang.
People just terrible pet owners. It's like people who have bad kids, but they send them to school or daycare without giving no heads up. But if you have, like, I have a neighbor, he has two dogs. He has a Frenchie and he has a Great Dane. And his Great Dane is not nice, but he will tell you, like, hey, just so you know, like, Winston's not friendly, so I'm just gonna cross the street, or I don't suggest coming in the dog park just yet. Just let me put him on a leash and bring him out. And then y'all can come in. So it's like clear communication. You know what's up. You have accountability for your pet. But there's two people specifically who will see the good dogs playing together, will open the gate without their dog on the leash, let them come in, and their dog like gets to attacking other dogs. It's really pissing me off. So I don't ever want to deal with that again, what happened to Sandy. So Hazel's just gonna have to, unfortunately, she has to miss out on playing with her friends in the dog park. But yeah, so anyway.
Sorry, Hazel.
I don't know. It's okay. I'm about to get a fence on my little backyard.
Oh, I seen your little thousands and thousands of dollar fence that you finna get around your house.
I don't know, man. Y'all, who freaking knew fences were so expensive? So, okay, I don't have a lot of land. I really don't have none at all, truth be told. I got a nice size. Think of a townhouse that has a fenced in backyard, and that's what I got. Because townhouses have like a standard. They typically have like a standard backspace, but my community has a aesthetic like most subdivisions do. Like, and you know, I know people hate HOAs, but they ensure that people not installing purple and green fences. Okay, so if you want the community to continue to look nice and have and maintain the property value, then you have to kind of enforce these policies. So anyway, there is a metal rail that is used throughout my community as like a safety bar. So like if you have a sidewalk that's connected to like a ditch or something like that, they put this fence up so nobody can fall. And so if you get a fence installed at your house, it has to be that same material. Now, typically people will get like a wooden fence or the picket fence, and those are a lot less expensive, but the lifespan of those require a lot more money, because if the wood panels go bad, you got to replace them. They can fall, they can get knocked over, they can get eaten away by bees, all these different things. So Yes, people get them because they're cheaper, but when you get like them, and also it's more privacy because of those fences. But anyway, because I have to have the metal fence, it costs a lot more money, but it's more money up front, but no more money after that, because these are pretty much going to last me forever. So for 98 to 105 feet of fence, 89 to 105 feet of fence is going to cost me about anywhere from $34,000 to $4,000, y'all. And if y'all could see how small of space that is, it's actually crazy. But anything for my girl. Just kidding. I haven't pulled the trigger yet on getting it installed, but I do want to get it done. I did find a place that only requires half the payment up front and the other half like several weeks later. I'm okay with that. I just don't like the idea of spending. That's a lot of money off of. If you see, I'm like, so God forbid I want this fence around my whole house, it probably been like $30,000. Like what? That's crazy.
No, that's a lot. So, yeah.
And I'm sure if I could DIY, like if I could get the material and install it myself, but you know, installing fence requires like drilling holes, concrete, all this other stuff. And I had to pay a land surveyor $475 to get the accurate reading of where my land starts and ends, because even though the city that I live in has a record of it, it's not always accurate. They kind of just pull up Google Maps and just draw some stuff. So you have to get a land surveyor, because if you get a fence installed and it's on your neighbor's land, they can sue you. You have to move the fence again. It costs more money. All these different things. So it's really important to make sure you write on the line and not anything over. You also don't want to undercut yourself as well either, because if you have more land than you think and you put the fence too close to the house, now you're missing out on potential space. So that's another part of the process. And I mean, really, it's just, you know, homeowner things. Obviously, it's not a priority. It's not a requirement, but for the quality of life that I want for me and my dog and on my property, that's what I got to do. So if I it's either do this or move again, so I have got a land, I got some land, so y'all pick it. So the only thing is, of course, it's not a privacy fence, so I can't be walking around butt naked with my dog outside.
Oh my god!
Anyway, but yeah, if y'all know anybody that installs fences for the loan, let me know. Girl, please, y'all got 24 hours.
I hope this is not offensive or rude, but girl, you better go to Home Depot and find one of the people outside and do it.
You know, I would. I've thought about it, but the area that I live in, they don't be hanging out. So I'm going to have to go to the hood. Now I got to be driving them to my house and my, you know, because they be having to hop in the car with you.
Yeah. I've had people help me move.
And my only dilemma is I need warranties. I need a warranty for my fence. And you get whatever they charge you, you good luck in the future if something happen. And then I can't get credit card points because they're going to make me pay cash. First world problems. It's okay. This is an investment in my business. So we'll see it next tax season.
Okay. Heard. Heard you.
Okay. Don't forget I'm a landlord. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot.
Anyway. Totally. Yeah, you know, this is an investment. So I don't look at it much as a loss. I just prefer to do it towards the end of the year. But here we are in April. Anyway, let's get into today's episode. Okay, so I don't even want to talk about pop shop talk because it's just too much. Everybody fighting. Like, I just don't even know what to say.
Everybody fighting is so pointless. I'm tired of the rap beef. I'm tired of the rap beef. I'm tired of the rap beef and the R&B beef at this point.
Hold on. Speaking of R&B, I ain't gonna lie to you. Chris Brown did his bit one. I ain't gonna lie. He slid.
But as Carisha was like, but slid.
Now I'm not gonna lie. People say they like the rap beef because people can, you know, really show their skills. But I be scared. I don't want nobody to get hurt. So can y'all just be friends? And why y'all jumping Drake? Well, he must have smashed all y'all baby mamas. Like, what's up?
Can I just be honest and say that I just always had the same kind of disdain for Drake? I don't dislike him personally, obviously, because I don't know him. But I think that his music, for me anyway, is very generic. I do feel as if like it's so whack that he's the type of person to just go pick up an accent make a whole song about it, album about it. And I think that's so weird. Like, I don't know.
He rides waves, man.
Yeah, and then it's like, as soon as the next hot person come out, he'd be the first one to hop on him. And I can't be hating on it because he a businessman at the end of the day, but it just, nothing just seems authentic with him. Like, I get, you know what I'm saying? And not to compare him to his ex-label mate, but when we thinking about like when Nicki came out and she was collaborating with people, she was doing that because she was trying to get her name out there, so it kind of made sense. And I think now he just, well, they're not. He got OVO, and I think that she's finished her album, her last album with Young Money, and I think that she has her record label heavy on it. So I don't think they own. I think they're both with Cash Money still, but Young Money, no, I don't think so. They both signed. Sorry, well, I know Nicki signed to Republic. She got a new record deal with Republic Records, but it was just, you know what I'm saying. That was like, it made sense for what she was doing, and then even though she hopped on different types of songs, she still did it in a way that was her. Like, it wasn't coming off as she trying to imitate somebody else. Mm-hmm. Vocally, because I mean, obviously she had the same wigs and stuff as Lil' Kim, but I'm talking about the music. Actually, I don't know.
Oh, so I just never. Yeah, Drake. First of all, I never.
I'm just
so
not
first,
it.
Yeah, I always say on this podcast that my music opinion should not matter because I am very close-minded when it comes to music. But I never, and I've never felt the way people felt about Drake. I definitely had songs of him that I really liked, but I never was like, oh, he the GOAT, he the greatest. Because I always looked at him and thought he was corny. Like, he just looked corny. Then he got his nose done, and then boom, he back. Now, hold up.
Anybody.
You see Rick Ross call him out for having a nose job, but y'all know I said on his years ago that the boy got his nose done. I peeped. I peeped. That's why his OVO is an owl, because his nose looked like an owl.
Okay. Drake has gotten a lot done. He got lipo. Ain't no telling if
he
got
more. They say he got a DDL.
He did. He got all that done. He got lipo. He got filler, nose done, everything. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but it was just like,
I don't know.
It just adds to his corny stack.
Yeah, it's like... And see, like, here's the thing. Somebody like The Weeknd, that's who Drake reminds me of in that kind of realm, because The Weeknd makes good music, but he's not trying to be like, he'll make music with people like Future and stuff like that, but he's not trying to be like them. He's still joining in on
he
it with his own situation.
Yeah. No,
Drake
I agree
be
with
trying
you.
To, like, go sit in the hood with him and do all, and it's just like, what are you doing? Like, for real, because... Even on Drake last album, I'm like, or Young Thug album that he dropped, I'm like, what do you know about Cleveland Avenue?
Not a goddamn thing. What he know about Clayco?
Clayco and Bleav, like, you made a whole song about Cleveland Avenue. You, what do you mean?
Yeah, no, I feel
you are from Toronto. You are from Toronto. Even if you've been over there before, I'm not knocking that. Even though you've probably been over there before, but I'm sure you've been in your late adult years. Like, it's not given, like, you just used to be over there enough for where you can make a song about it. Like,
yeah,
I can't even make a song about it.
He
always just be... You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't... No.
But you know, it works.
I'm not into it.
You think it's white privilege?
I think it's light skin privilege for sure, and maybe that could be considered white privilege. I think it's just because of the way that he, like, first of all, is who he associated himself with, and then just like his introductory to the industry. Like, he came in on Degrassi, so he already had that crowd in there, so they already locked in.
Which
from
I
back
had
in
never
the day.
Even seen or heard of by the time
and
I
the
discovered
problem
Drake.
Is that Drake's fan base isn't from the hood. It's like everybody else. The hood people kind of know what's up with him, but everybody else, since they don't really have anybody that speak that language, and to them, he's bringing something new and innovative to the game, but it's like he's literally stealing. Like, no shade.
I mean,
like,
in reality, when it comes to selling records, the hood stuff don't even matter, because to me, the hood people are spending the less money. No shade.
For sure. He got to tap in.
Yeah, that's why Lil Yachty so big. Because what?
Yeah. And that's crazy that Yachty be writing for these people. That's so crazy. that Yachty is really
it's his voice that's
like
the problem. It's his voice that's the problem.
It could be him too, though, because I mean, he's dark skinned. He's not. I'm not talking about looks. I'm not attacking him, but I'm just saying
he's not attractive.
He's not one of those people where people are like physically attracted to him, and that plays a big part in it. Especially in the rap game. He don't make generic.
So you feel like the ugly dudes go far?
They can if they're making hardcore rap music. Like, if they're making, like, music like Moneybagg Yo or Young Thug or something like that, that it'll go far. But his
that only
his
works for men.
Style is like, yeah, but even with Lil Yachty, since he don't make that, he, you know, not, people not biting it. But if he was like lighter, or if he looked like Chris Brown or some, you know, it would be a different story. The industry is very like that.
And I feel like sometimes it just got to be the right time, because in reality, somebody like Drake, I would have never thought he'd be affiliated with Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? It's just something interesting.
In the beginning, it made sense.
Not to me. And when I first heard of him, I remember he just had blew up. I just remember who I was dating at that time, and he used to play that junk, that Drake. Anything I'm doing, Brandon. Shut up.
No lotto. When I lived in the Crossing, that Drake album that got the sky on the back, I used to play that album out. No lie, that was like the
one. Was that album? Was the same?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the one where he was outside with the leaves. You won the, what's when he had that, that was like.
With the peacoat. That was the peacoat era, Drake.
That was when, that remind me of when I was at Barter.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I gotta see about that.
But he used to play that junk. Oh my god. Oh, it forced me to like that dog project. Anyways,
this is funny to watch though. This is so funny to watch.
I feel like everybody just taking their moment, because you see Hurricane Chris took a shot at Kevin Gates.
For what though? Like, who even paying attention to this? No shade, but.
Well, Hurricane Chris been doing. I mean, he began a little buzz, but it's been most of the people that already know who he is. But yeah, very interesting, man.
He's
but
the buzz in the room,
okay.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
All right, let's move into the topic that I want to discuss. And I want to talk. We talked about aging earlier, but there has been first of all, we have given Jackie Aina her tens since forever, right? Jackie Aina is somebody who has beyond established herself in the YouTube world, but it seems as if a lot of people on TikTok think she's a new girl, number one. And I can understand why they think that, because her TikTok content is nothing like her YouTube content. It's really iconic how she's been able to have a separate identity on TikTok. Like her cleaning content, like everything is just so freaking different. So anyway, Jackie Aina basically doesn't want to be called auntie. Long story short, regardless of what she might have said in the past about the word, right now, she does not want to be called it. And people have a problem with it, which is crazy. So I think Jackie Aina might be, what, like 37 or something like that?
Yeah.
And in summary, she just felt like she's kind of come to terms with aging, and being called auntie makes her feel old. And I understand her. So this is my thing. It's even when you bring in, like, I know it's not the same, but like even with people's pronouns and stuff like that, regardless of how I feel about it or if I understand it, I will never misgender somebody on purpose. Like, I just will not. If you say that you identify as a they, then that's what it is. Like, it's just that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, yeah, but you like a girl. Like, I have met several people who have told me that they are non-binary and they look like she, hers. You know what I'm saying? So in my mind, it didn't register by default until they told me. But going forward, I didn't argue that. You know what I'm saying? It's what it is. Okay, they. That's what it is. It's your they. Okay. So I just feel the same way about Jackie Aina saying not to call her auntie. People were literally upset and calling her a mean girl for not wanting to be called auntie, and even tried to tell her that it was a term of endearment. But I remember, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it Maya Angelou who said the same thing, like not to call her auntie? Mary J. Blige also said the same thing. Don't call her auntie. Like, I feel like it is, while they might call it a term of endearment, it is low-key an insult or an age joke in a way, because people be like, okay, auntie, always give an auntie. You know what that means. It means older, and whether or not you have respect for them, it does not really correlate with baddie. You know what I'm saying? But it's not cool until it's rich auntie and all this other stuff. But my thing is, I got three nephews and a niece, so I don't think nobody outside of that. If I say don't call me auntie, then don't. I'm not your auntie. Like, it just is. But anyway, it just brought this discourse about people just not, I don't know. It just made me wonder, like, it just made me think about aging and just all, it had me think about a lot of stuff. So I wanted to know your thoughts about being called maybe uncle, or, and then follow that with your thoughts about Jackie Aina's stance on being called auntie.
So for one, my nieces and nephews don't even call me uncle because we so close in age. So anybody that calls me uncle or unk or anything like that, I take it as a read because I'm just like, okay, is that, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I get that it's not really a thing that's looked at as a read. But also I do think that just me growing up and my peers who use that word, like we used to use that growing up when we see somebody like at the corner store or something, they'd be like, oh, look at auntie. What's up, aunt? Oh, you know, and these are people that are just like neighborhood people. Now they don't mean nothing bad by it, but it definitely is something pertaining to age. So it's not right. really that bad. It's not something that I can relate to because I don't look at myself like that. And so yeah. I don't know. I can't control how other people see me, but I just rather not. I don't get too offended when people say it though. And then, I don't know. I do think it's funny on the other hand, because like I said before we started recording, I love saying Young T. I got that from Tia Kim. I don't know where she get this Y from, but she be putting the Y on random words. Like she be like, I'm going to Yarget. What is Yarget? How did you replace the Y
in the T with crazy because F them. Sorry. Sorry.
Yarget. I love Y. So I be saying Yuntie all the time, but it'd just be a joke. But I do understand why though, and when Jackie Anna expressed it, I think that the problem is too with that is that she has like a big, a huge fan base. I don't think that all her fans are black though, or they're not even if they are black, I don't think they're familiar with like, African culture, because that was her big thing. She was just saying like she's Nigerian, and in Nigerian culture that's not really something that people want to get called. That's for somebody mm-hmm. who's sitting down for, you know, that is just they done not, with their days. And she's like, baby, I'm just now getting started. Well, like, how am I yeah. auntie? You know what I'm saying? Like I'm just now starting to really get into my bag and get into my things, and I don't think that it's giving old. I think it's giving relaxed yeah. and chill, if anything, but it's not giving like old school. It's not giving like I'm at home. I don't know. Like, it's not giving yeah. retirement. So she's like, that's, you know, in Nigerian culture, that's not really a fun thing to be called, especially somebody of her age and the way that she looks and the way that she carries herself. That's kind of offensive. And I get that. It's like, girl, call me by my name.
I'm conflicted though because I definitely when I'm joking I'll refer to myself as auntie. Like it was this I was having a conversation with someone and I was like, auntie don't know what that means because this person was younger than me. But obviously I'm joking and it was only because there was a clear age difference between us. But also on the second hand, when I was younger, I remember calling people auntie and unk, and I didn't mean it offensively. It was like a sign of respect. So I'm just like kind of conflicted because now that I'm auntie status, it's like the shoe was on the other foot. So like, did I offend them people when I was younger? And this is actually another one of those things where I feel like something is not an issue until somebody else points it out. Like I remember before, I think I used this example before, I was listening to a podcast and these girls were like, don't refer to women as females because anything can be a female. And oh my gosh. Now every time I hear the word female, I be offended, but I'm not offended. I don't have a problem with the word female, but because I've now been exposed to this like weird niche pocket of people not liking the word female, I cannot get it out of my head. So now when I see upper lips, when I hear female, when I hear auntie, all things that I never had a problem with, now I'm reminded of the fact that it's a problem with people. It's just too much. I can't keep up for real. And I'm not trying to. But I don't have a problem with being... I think for me, if you call me auntie, you need to be under 18. I think that's how I feel about it. That's what it is.
Yeah, I agree. If it's like a 10-year-old, I also accept it if it comes from like one of my friends' kids. So they're like, oh, that's Uncle Draco or something like that. I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that.
You know, I don't even like that. I don't like people having their kids call somebody auntie if they not. I have to have a tight relationship with that child or that parent to call me auntie. Don't call me Miss Alicia. I'd rather that than auntie.
I got a lot of aunties like that though. Like growing up, I think that's why I be doing it. I'm okay with it because growing up, I call my mama friends auntie. I still do.
They ain't even my auntie for real. You have a relationship with them, but And so yeah. Your mama friend who she went to school with third grade, you just ran into her public. Oh, this is your Auntie Terry. I don't know her. That ain't my auntie. Now they got their hands out because they want a lollipop. Baby, you better get mommy to get you some candy. But yeah, I think I'm all over the place with my perspective on it. I'm not going to lie. I really don't know where I stand. Obviously, I respect Jackie Aina, so I wouldn't, like, she and her, I mean, we basically peers age-wise, so I wouldn't call her auntie anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't have a problem with it per se, but I do think it causes you to come to terms with your age. That's what I think. I think that's what it boils down to for me. It's like, well,
yeah.
Like, when I turned 35, I was like, well, I'm definitely not the young people no more, but I'm not old. But I'm definitely grown for sure.
It's a weird age.
Yeah. And so it's like, if people
because you don't
auntie,
know where you stand at, you're fresh out of like that. You know how like, okay, this is how I measure it. This is how I measure it. When you have to fill out paperwork and they say the age group, it stops at 34. It'd be like,
oh, yeah, it do.
It'd be like
or
21
to
34.
It's like, dang. It's going to be taking longer.
Now that don't bother me because I scroll fast. I just take my finger and just woof, like
child,
real
check
quick.
Back in 2050. How fast can you go in 2050? But yeah, I agree with you. But I'm not ashamed of my age. I think I look great. My life is great for my age. All those things, and I am literally an auntie. Like my oldest nephew is 17. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I'm new to this. But I also was an auntie, and I was fresh out of high school. So it's like. It's just one of them things. It's just, I think at the end of the day, it's age. It's age, that's what it is. That's what it comes down to. And Jackie Aina obviously lives a very modern lifestyle, I guess you could say. She's not behind on the times. So I think for her, because she's garnered this new audience on TikTok that is significantly younger than her, I think she's just maybe not be, it's not comfortable to have the, and then people already be saying so much negative, so they even calling her a mean girl. I just really hate when stuff come to, people will rise you up and tell you down, but sis, listen.
One thing about Jackie, she's 10 toes down. She's very, and I appreciate her for that, because I think that a lot of times
you have to be.
She's so, she don't care. Like, she rarely apologizes for anything that she says that she means. And I think that
people bullying
content creators and all that to like, oh, you need to, you owe these people. It's, no, I don't. This is my feelings. This is how I feel.
Yeah, you gotta have your own boundaries.
Y'all want people to follow this online protocol of like, oh, I have to be nice and this and that. And that's not real. That's not real. I understand it now because I'm a content creator and I'm doing it. And I feel like at first I was kind of hiding a lot of parts of myself from social media just because I'm like, I don't want to be perceived this way. And granted, some stuff I do feel like I need to keep offline or keep away. But at the same time, I don't want to, first of all, I don't want to change my voice. I don't want that content creator voice. I don't want the Valley Girl voice. I'm from the West Side, boo. That's Atlanta.
Period.
And that's what I want to sound like. I mean, I can definitely sound educated or whatever, but I just want to keep the way I talk. Like, I don't want to change that by myself. But yeah, it's so much pressure because there is like a standard to content creating that I feel like the people that do follow that standard, they do kind of go far. But at the same time, you don't even have a crowd for real because they don't, especially people that know you personally, they're like, child, this ain't even you. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, I've definitely seen that. And I've seen people kind of like adapt to the content creator voice, aesthetic and all that. And it's unfortunate because I'm like, just be who you are because I think that's what works. It's like people want something refreshing, but everybody got a white couch. Everybody wear neutral colors. Everybody, it's like, okay, next caller. I will say this though, with the controversy that came about with Jackie Aina just having boundaries, I think that expressing that she don't want to be called that actually makes it worse. Cause it's like people see that and now you're a target for stuff. Cause they saw that she was blocking folks and all this other stuff. And it's like, that's a lot of work. Blocking folks. You got millions of followers and you blocking people for calling you auntie. Like, that's too much. I do feel like, yes, she has to speak up and defend herself and speak up and set boundaries. But unfortunately, it also just creates more mess. It's just too much. I don't like it. I don't like it. This is why I don't want to be a content creator. I don't have time. Let me live my regular decorative life with my expensive fence and I can flex on my own. Because God forbid I tell TikTok how much I spent for a fence, and now I need to get my priorities together.
You did what?
Your child.
Remember you had got that grill, and they were saying that you paid too much or something that was going on.
They said I was ghetto. They said I better have a 401k and health insurance. I mean, hello, I'm talking about, baby, I could pay you to take the year off. Don't play with me. But yeah, it's crazy. I'm just like, I get the perception of ghetto and hood, but I always talk about how I'm proud to be from the hood. You ain't gonna never shame me for that. So then you try something else. I don't know. Talk about how I'm a female or something. My upper lip disappear when I smile. I don't know.
The things that y'all love about celebrities or the things that y'all love about people that come from the hood, that naturally comes to us. We don't have to learn it. That just naturally comes to us. I love that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is to me.
It's weird, but that's another, that's the thing though. They love the aesthetic, they hate the people. That was another thing too. There was a trend on TikTok about people saying they hate being around ghetto people. Okay. What y'all really mean is y'all hate being around criminals, because you really love ghetto aesthetic. Don't play.
Yeah.
Anyway. You see, oh my God, you should have seen my replies at that party I went to this weekend. Oh my God. I'm like, baby, these are my friends. These are the people I grew up with. Like, what's up? Don't get it twisted. I might crunch data, but we definitely gets down when Yola come on. Don't play.
Shout out to me. I really wanted to go to Coachella this weekend. Now, the first weekend, like I said, I left, but the second weekend.
I be forgetting this 2 weeks in a row. Try.
Yeah, I was going
to
go.
So when you go to Coachella, what do? You just walk around? Like, what is that? What is it?
Girl, it's crazy. Okay. Remember when we went to the festival to see Travis Scott and how it was a lot, but it was so easy to navigate. We walked to the train station to leave. It was easy. The thing about the rest of the festivals like that, they're like that. The only one that's not like that is Coachella, and that's because it's so much space. This is the biggest. They all copied off of Coachella. Coachella is the original when it comes to these type of festivals anyway. First of all, it's nowhere to stay near Coachella. The closest, like, hotels and Airbnbs and stuff are 40 minutes away from the actual festival. So that's one. So when you go out, you have to have a car. They do have Ubers, but obviously that's a fucking headache. And then if you do drive to the festival, the area that you park at, keep in mind, the area that you park in is not Coachella. You do not park at the festival. You park at like a stadium. That's 35 minutes away from the festival.
Is there a shuttle from there?
Yeah, but it's so much traffic that it take you like 2.5 hours to get from the parking to the festival. It's a lot. So unless you with an artist or something like that, it don't make sense. Because I ain't gonna say it don't make sense. Everybody should at least experience something. If you want to do that, it whatever. But it's a mess. I like to go out there just to go to the parties and stuff like that. But even that is kind of a hassle, because you have to drive everywhere. You have to drive everywhere. But it's so beautiful. I don't know if y'all looked at my last vlog. Like, I vlogged on the way back home from Palm Springs, and it was like literal rainbows in the middle of the fucking desert. Like, I recorded it on my camera. It was crazy. It was beautiful.
I did watch it, but I didn't finish the whole thing yet.
It's so good. It's such a good place, and I love the vibe of Coachella, but it's a lot. I really wanted to see Doja Cat.
It seemed like a lot. I like stuff where I can hop out the car and walk through the front door.
No. Absolutely.
You think there's an age limit for Coachella?
No, because here's the thing. Everybody's different. Some people can handle it and not. And also, festivals are for, and I'm not shaming, festivals are for drug users. No shade. Because a lot of those people technically, I'm a drug user. I smoke weed. But
is that a drug? But I don't think that's a drug. But if you want to claim it.
I mean, some people will argue, and there ain't no powder, baby. The only powder I got is protein and collagen. but no, that's for definitely for that. So, of course, people have extra bionic energy that weekend because they on cocaine and X pills. That's just the nature of those festivals anyway. So if you're not one of those people that like those environments or comfortable being around people that do that stuff, then it's not going to be for you. So I guess it does kind of have an age limit, but then there's people like Jada Pinkett was there in the crowd, her and Will.
Powder.
But exactly. Powder. No shade, but I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I can't even. I'm not even interested. Even if it ain't the Issa Rae experience, I don't want it. No, well, they got high, huh?
Yeah, they did. They took shrooms.
No, I'm scared of that. I feel like I'm gonna be the type to try drugs and have a chemical imbalance, and then it's a wrap for me. I got a friend that has done acid before, and I ain't got time.
I've tried shrooms 3 times and I didn't feel it. So maybe, but somebody told me it's because I was on antidepressants, and you're not supposed to take antidepressants if you want to take shrooms because it'll block it. Like you could take as many shrooms as you want, you ain't gonna feel it. So I don't take them no more though. But I did the last year when I actually went to the festival, I took shrooms. I ain't feel it though.
I can't do it.
Anything that grew out the earth, I'll do. When I was young, I used to listen to a lot of Rihanna and Lady Gaga and all these other different people that were like heavy in the clubs. And then around that time of 2009, 2010, it was a lot of club music and a lot of like partying going on. And so people were doing Molly and shit like that. And I did want to try it. I even bought one, but I chickened out. I ain't never do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. In my head, I'm just like, this is going to be the day. Like, I'm going to be in the chicken coop.
Oh my God.
Light smoking.
I feel like I'm going to start crawling like a cat. I can't even do it, big dog.
Now, I took shrooms one time at Six Flags, some shroom chocolate. And
oh my goodness.
People were saying that when it kick in, you'll immediately know because colors are starting to be like more brighter and vibrant, and everything just looks more beautiful when you because you're
but
supposed
are you
to take
conscious enough to realize that.
Yeah, no, it's not. You're not unconscious. Conscious. You just have to watch how much you take. You have to microdose it. Like so, I think people that have bad trips overdo it, and that's the problem. Like you have to microdose stuff like that, and that's what I did. But I did feel it at Six Flags, but it was all of 15 seconds. And I was literally looking at my phone, and I have my phone on night mode. How the fuck is black vibrant? Like, the black was vibrant on my phone. I was like, bro, it wasn't nothing out of the normal, though. It just,
I rebuke thee in the name of Jesus.
It wasn't nothing out of the normal. It just the colors look more like this is really what these colors look like in my head. That's why I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I've seen people they was telling me, like, oh, I took shrooms in the house and I saw the carpet moving like this. And I'm like, girl. All
right, let's change subject. Okay. So, what kind of projects you got coming up?
None.
I rebuke that. Okay, good. Because you're going to need a break.
None. As of now, I'm just, so there's this Instagram page called Nova. Nova is like for people that work in film, TV. So if you do like, if you're a PA, if you a camera grip, makeup artist, hairstylist, stylist, whatever, you know what I'm saying? They find jobs or whatever. So now they got an app. So today I'm going to work on my profile on there. But I think I don't have any jobs until like the 28th. But
okay,
I don't know.
5 days. That's not bad, is it? Well, I guess it's almost a week of pay.
Yeah, I'll be liking to go to work every day. I mean, I know that's not good,
my bad.
But
I guess I was considering the weekends, but you also work weekends.
I work every day.
Amen.
I work every day if I could. I really do. I still try to have a social life, too. So that's another thing that'd be like a lot. But I like it. I've been having a lot of fun.
I'm glad it's the summertime. I'm glad summertime because my social life always activates as soon as the sun come out. I ain't turned down a single invite to Nathaniel's, okay?
I love seeing you out doing stuff. I really do.
Thank you so much. It's always something.
I really enjoy seeing that. I really do.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much. Yeah, I had to start back posting again because I'm like, I guess I got to do something my time. But I did start taking tennis lessons a couple weeks ago, and I'm really loving it. So I got some new friends. I got a nice group. So, okay, number one, I had wanted to take tennis lessons last year, but I had missed a deadline, and I think it was starting to get cold, so I just waited. So this year, it crossed my mind out of the blue, and it just so happened that classes had started a couple weeks from that day, so I signed up. My biggest concern, because I'm taking classes with the county, I was like, it's going to be a bunch of old white ladies. I'm going to be the youngest person. Baby, everybody around my age, a lot of black girls, and some white girls, some Indian girls, and they all super cool. There's one older lady. We got a group chat called Tennis Girls, and we linking up on Friday to play in one of the girls' subdivision so we can get good. Because I have a few friends that play tennis, but they don't want to play with a beginner until I can hit the ball without it falling off the racket. Like, they want to, you know, they want to go hit for hit. So I'm trying to get really good at that. I have never played any sport ever besides kickball, OUT out, and how to go get. So this is my first time. It's my first time playing a sport, and I really am enjoying it, I must say. What?
Hold on. Pause, rewind. OUT out? I have not played that game since I was in, like, fourth grade. Who even remembers that?
That's the ghetto dodgeball. If you don't know, then you don't know.
OUT but yes, out?
Yes, honey. So I'm about to send this class for 6 weeks for the beginner's class. And then there's a second tier, which is another 6 weeks. But y'all, if y'all are interested in playing any kind of sports, look at your county parks and recreation website. So I live in Cobb County. Obviously, it was $70 for 6 weeks. Actually, $68 for 6 weeks. And then it's the $68 again for the second tier. Very cheap. And it's a real instructor. We are really learning how to play tennis. I have a racket now. I got a tennis bag. I got tennis outfits. I'm so proud. I'm really enjoying it. I'm not going to lie. I'm not that good yet, but I do understand the basics. Next, it's going to be pickleball. And then maybe eventually I'll take swimming lessons again. I don't know. I don't think the water is for me. But I'm really intentional, trying to be intentional about doing everything I said I was going to do and didn't do it, or allow others or other circumstances to delay them. Delay does not mean denial. Amen. Hallelujah. So I've been doing that. I'm doing a 5K on Saturday. And I just got a lot going on. I just have not been turning down invitations to do stuff. So
as we talking, I'm looking up tennis lessons, and I found something. I just want you to just see the age group, and this is why I feel the way I feel. Because it's 35 through 44. So I'm a part of, like, the 44-year-old crew now.
And see, that's funny, because mine is, like, 18 and up. I think the youngest girl, like, she might be, like, 24. But it's definitely some 30-ups in there. And everybody is so cool. I mean, obviously, people are cool when you first meet them. I don't know how they are in real life. But I just feel like we're going to have a long-term friendship with how things have been going. I'm really excited about that, because I don't want to just learn in class. I want to take my skills and use it. But and then since we're all beginners together, it's just cool. And most of the girls are Black. That's what makes me really proud. I don't live in the blackest part of my county, so it's just nice to see my people out here, man.
I want to do that. I've been thinking about taking, because I've been wanting to add. So here's the thing: I don't like working out. I think that the gym is just
I can't lie.
The gym is just too, like, it's too literal for me. Like, it's like I'm going here to work out.
What?
No, it really is. It's like I'm going here to work out to lose weight. Like, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I'd rather do something where it doesn't feel like working out, but I'm being very active. Like, I love to go hiking.
Yeah,
and I was trying to find something else that is good for my legs and also my arms, so that way I can, like, get rid of back fat. And tennis is something that came up because that's the only sport that I feel like I would play and be good. So rewind to Saturday, I went to that drag brunch that Phaedra was hosting. One of my friends works with Phaedra, so he invited me to the brunch or whatever. And I saw one of my friends there who I know from Instagram, and he's on a football team. He's on a professional gay football team. And he said they don't tackle. So I was like,
boo.
Nobody can do that.
Oh.
Because I can do that. But
so was it like flag football?
He said it's like touch flag. So it's like touch and flag football.
Touch lead the tackle in the bedroom.
I mean, you ain't got to push them to the ground. But,
I'm just
you know,
playing.
But that's
but
that
I feel like
would be
y'all still men.
Me.
Y'all can't get tackled? Good Lord.
I like my teeth and my bones, girl. I'm old. I don't know. That sounds good to me.
CTE.
I just
want
to run. You think. There we go. Because I'm not. I ain't. Anything they got to do, I'm telling you, I've been taking
football's
a lot of stuff.
Football's a very rough sport. I can't lie.
It is. It really is.
But football, I feel you. That's the reason why I started taking these 10 lessons, too, because I want to stay active. I'm like 4 pounds from my fitness goal. And it's the thing. I will say, this time around going to the gym, I am not looking at it as just losing weight. I am genuinely building muscle because, you know, you burn more fat when you build muscle. And it just looks good when your body is just, like, tight. But I also, the sports aspect of it would just allow me to continuously be active. I have so many friends, and they all do so many different things. I got a group of friends that does soccer, a group of friends that does pickleball, a group of friends that do tennis. So if I can do at least two of those every week, I will remain active. And when I played tennis yesterday, which was just a practice, I burned the same amount of calories that I burn in my HIIT classes that I take during the mornings. So I'm like, well, dang, if I play tennis every single day, which will be easier for time to go by, I play for like 2-3 hours and I'm doing more than I did in the gym. Now I won't be lifting weights playing tennis, but it's still something that there's a girl in my class. I don't know if she's a doctor or a nurse, but she definitely works at a hospital. But she showed me her Apple Watch. She had burned like 3,500 calories that day. And she was like, she eat a lot. She was like, if I didn't eat a lot, I'd be losing weight. And if I stopped working out, I'd be gaining weight. So she just work out a lot so she can eat a lot. I'm like, that's going to be me. I want that to be me. I just want to be able to live my life and not gain my weight back.
I don't eat that much. But I also don't work out. So, but that's also why I feel like I need to do something, because my two options were to take boxing classes. I think that one of my friends, he take boxing classes. He said that his boxing classes was like $150 for the month and he get unlimited classes. And I'm like, that's cheap as hell. Too.
Yeah, and you can fight some of the people outside your building.
But I want to play tennis. I did think about it. Like, I really do want to play tennis. I need to find something. Yeah, I need to find a friend that want to do LA it County. Too.
No, go by yourself. I go by myself. You don't need nobody to do something that
but
you want to do.
Like when I'm not, but here, the reason why I say that is because, like, even when, like, I'm not going to the practices, I want to go play tennis on certain days. And I need somebody to play with.
Play with the, okay, I don't know about your situation, but I'm playing with the people that's in my class outside of the class. So maybe you can meet people like-minded in the class. Because I don't know these girls. We just met 2 weeks ago, and now we about to start practicing on our own time together. So, I'm just saying. Don't let other people be the boy. You just don't. At least learn the sport, and let it come from there, because I'm sure you will meet other people that's also interested in it. So, you know. And if come down to a push, come to shove, you know, you can rent those machines that shoot the ball out at you. Do something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like $15 an hour for those in my county. Now, I'm not doing that since I got humans to play with, but it is an option. Don't hold yourself back. Okay?
Gotcha.
Thank you. All right. Let's wrap this episode up. I got to take my dog to BED La Jacques and then edit this episode. And then I got a meeting in the morning. So
I'm washing my sheets right now. So I got to go downstairs to put them in the dryer. That's pretty much what I was doing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, thank y'all for listening to another episode of OD Podcast. Holla at your girl.
Holla at your swirly world.
And your pearl, yeah, and your earl, and your curl. But Hazel know that. She know that outro. Look how she looking at me. That's so funny. All right.
She like, wrap it up, boy.
Right, wrap it up then.